Are you among the 12 to 15% of Californians reporting that they're behind on their rent? Are you concerned that there's an eviction tsunami coming June 30th? Well, I hope to alleviate some concerns on this episode of the program.
You're listening to The Andres Segovia Show.
Hello, everyone. I'm Andres, and this is The Andres Segovia Show. I'm giving basically a PSA here because I do know that some people have this on their minds. June 30th is coming around. There's been a lot of stop eviction stuff coming up because they're concerned that overnight, 900,000 households might end up on the streets because they'll be evicted from their homes. That number, that figure, comes from a study that's from PolicyLink. They suggest that 900,000 households in California are behind on their rent. Now, how many of them really are behind on their rent is not entirely known. And I hope I can address the fears regarding June 30th and what an eviction moratorium lift is. So the eviction moratorium has been extended over and over again several times, and now it's officially due to expire June 30th. And as I go to record this podcast, it's June 21, and we haven't heard anything about a type of extension. However, the statewide is the one being lifted. It does not mean at the county or the city level they might not be extended either. Now, should the eviction moratorium be lifted on July 1st, say, because it expires on June 30th, does that mean there's going to be all these people out on the streets overnight? No, because that's not how evictions work. There's a process, paperwork that needs to be filed. There's a lot of things that need to be done on the side of the property owners that have to deal with the court in order to get an eviction order to be able to carry out said eviction. And because there's been a backlog of so much leading up to 2020, Los Angeles, for example, alone has at least now maybe 18 to 24 months of delayed eviction orders. That's not counting anything new. So let's say July 1st, a property owner tries to file an eviction order. Well, they're going to get behind on about 2 years worth of evictions anyway. And how long is that going to take to go through the strained court process? We don't know. So to address the fears, no, there isn't an overnight thing where 900,000 households are going to be out on the streets. I hope I dispel that myth that's out there. So there's two camps of renters. One, the camps of renters that were actually hard hit by the pandemic and the riots of 2020. Then there's the other camp that have refused to pay rent even though they've been fully able to. They've been considered essential workers, but because the state said, oh, you don't have to pay, they refused to pay even though they've been fully able to pay. And so they missed that part. And what the state said, hey, if you're able to pay, go ahead and pay. So they've been holding off all this time, pitting the property owners against all renters, because the burden of proof is basically on the property owner to prove that these people have been able to pay, and the city is not doing anything about it, neither was the state. Until recently, there was an announcement in May that Governor Gavin Newsom announced that California would cover 100% of rent owed by tenants. Now, while that is welcome news, there hasn't really been much of anything in response to, okay, how is that program working? Where can property owners or renters go? I do know that in some cases it does require, or it would require, the cooperation of both renter and property owner to do this. That's why I've always said along my show, for those of you that tuned throughout 2020, they try to work together throughout all this because situations like this might arise. So if you still hold a good relationship, for the most part, in communication between renter and tenant, then this is one where you can be in sync, because the state is supposed to be paying the property owners directly for the past rents due. Now, are you not in that camp where things are not going well? Do you got to turn to the court system? Then that might be your only avenue there. I hope it doesn't come down to that. But if that's the only way for you to collect on the past rent, then that would probably be the only way for you to collect on the past rent. I just wanted to address the whole thing about dispelling this myth that overnight 900,000 people or 900,000 households were going to be on the streets. So talk to each other, be in communication, work together wherever you can. Remember, property owners, if you have an excellent tenant that's hit hard times, and I hope you've been working with them, because you know the golden rule when it comes to business, 80% of your business comes from 20% of your clients. So I hope you've maintained great communication with them. And of course, there'll always be those nuisance tenants. I had them too, and they had to be dealt with. So I hope everything works out for the better as we proceed, and we'll see if there's any form of announcements with respects to eviction moratoriums, or if it will indeed expire June 30th. Remember to like, share, and subscribe, stay in the know across all the socials, across whatever platform of your choice that you choose to digest my program, so you can be in the know, and you will be in the know. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the program. I will see you on the next one.